Sometimes a song can say something much better than we can. Or maybe a combination of songs can be a stand-in for our feelings of love, loss, joy. That's where the San Francisco Mixtape Society comes in. The group has been hosting mix exchanges at the Makeout Room in the Mission for about 5 years now. Music lovers meet, mingle, and exchange mixes based on a particular theme. KALW's Audrey Dilling dropped in on one of the events with a mixtape of her own and her microphone. Let's hear what she found.
I walk into the mixtape party with an actual cassette tape in my hand. I had to borrow my friend's stereo with a tape deck to make this. But San Francisco Mixtape Society co-founder Annie Lynn says my old-school medium isn't all that rare.
It's actually surprisingly common for us to get actual mixtapes, and increasingly so with every event because, of course, if you bring a mixtape, you will get a free beer.
Good to know. The theme of today's event is Guilty Pleasures, which explains my track listing. A little Janet Jackson If... A little Boys to Men...
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
And some Dolly Parton.
Well, it's all I can do to keep from falling in love with you.
The bar is filling up. People start showing off their mixes.
My name is Jeremy Pollock, and I once owned a Hypercolor t-shirt. So mine is basically all the music I listened to before I knew what music was, before I knew what made good music good or bad music bad. So I have like a Cars That Go Boom, Nightmare on My Street, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Now I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me, I'm scared as hell.
My name's Paige. So we've got some B-52s, nice 80s take on me. A lot of cheesy 90s Everclear.
We can live beside the ocean.
No cheesy 90s mix complete without the Bad Touch. Spice Girls.
Is any of that stuff that you actually listen to on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. Oh, these are some of my favorite songs. And that's so embarrassing, and I don't care.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever.
My name's Tim Favorite. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. So it's got everything from Britney Spears, Toxic.
What do you think's the most embarrassing?
The most embarrassing? Probably the Temple of the Dog song, Hunger Strike. It takes me back to when I was like 10, you know. I'm getting hungry.
It's easy to laugh at some of these mixes now, but they really were how we expressed ourselves back then, especially when it came to secret crushes. Here's Tim Favorite again.
Usually a girl is involved in, you know, trying to impress her somehow.
Same goes for Jeremy Pollock.
You know, it was usually like someone you were in love with, or there was usually a reason for it, you know. And tapes were kind of a pain, you know. It's so easy now. The kids have it so easy now.
Amy Zimmerman says the effort it took to make a mixtape was part of the message.
Getting a mix from someone actually means a lot less now, knowing that they might not have taken as much time to do it.
But these mix masters put a lot of work into their final products, and it's time for the big swap.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out to the 5th San Francisco Mixtape Society event.
Basically, you've all received numbers for your mixtape.
As numbers get called, people go up to claim their new mix. Some even chat a little bit with the person who made it. That's just what Mixtape Society co-founder Annie Lynn wants to see.
We wanted a place for people who love music to be able to meet with other people that love music and talk about music and get to know each other and have drinks and have an icebreaker, automatic icebreaker, which is the mixtape. And there are friend groups that have come out of the Mixtape Society. There are people that have gone on to date each other, or at the very least hook up, as a result of the event.
I wonder what was on that mixtape. In San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.
Make me